Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website www.stjamesleith.org.uk. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. I'll say the collect together. Eternal God, you crown the year with your goodness, and you give us the fruits of the earth in their season. Grant that we may use them to your glory, for the relief of those in need, and for our own well-being. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The reading this morning is from Leviticus chapter 23, verses 39 to 43. Now, the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the produce of the land, you shall keep the festival of the Lord, lasting 7 days, a complete rest on the first day and a complete rest on the eighth day. On the first day, you shall take the fruit of majestic trees, branches of palm trees, boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You shall keep it as a festival to the Lord 7 days in the year. You shall keep it in the seventh month as a statute forever throughout your generations. You shall live in booths for 7 days. All that are citizens in Israel shall live in booths, so that your generations may know that I made the people of Israel live in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
Listen now for the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Gospel is Luke chapter 12, verses 22 to 31.
Glory to Christ our Savior.
He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? You have little faith. And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink. And do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things. And your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel.
Praise to Christ. These are familiar words from Jesus, and they're part of a bigger agenda, a bigger discourse. But one of the things that comes to me to hear him talking like this is the core centrality of our lives, the core centrality of being connected to the earth. We've been thinking about that quite a lot this last few weeks during creation time. And the older I get, the more the kind of regular rituals that we do, I find, are more helpful because they make it, it means that we inhabit these core central things. And Harvest Thanksgiving is about connecting us to the centrality of being connected to the earth. I don't know what you remember as I asked earlier on about harvest festivals when you were younger and what the customs were. Maybe there were quite dramatic things that you actually remember quite strongly. I quite like this tent thing. I don't think we'll keep it, but I like the tent thing because it reminds us, for example, that we're tent people. God's people were tent people in the story of the Hebrews, always on the move, as it were, always learning, always undergoing preparation for the next phase. And that's an important dynamic for us to have as a community of God's people. And the connectedness to the earth is also about a joined upness with the goodness of the earth, not just here but elsewhere. We thought we would do, just for a very few minutes, for 5 minutes, before we share communion this morning, 5 minutes to sort of dwell upon one of these things in a wee kind of mindfulness thing. Because Anne was listening to somebody else doing that.
Okay, so what I want you to do is to, and some of you might have heard this before because some of you do mindfulness things, but what I want you to do is come and pick one wee treat from one of the dishes. Just one thing, please, to concentrate on from the white bowls. So, and then take it back to your seat and don't eat it yet. Just hold it. I think that's really all that I need to say, is to come and choose your little treat. Some of them are half deliberately so that you can see the inside and you can smell them. So take your wee treat back to your seat and just sit it in the middle of your palm of your hand and look at it. Try and look at it as if you have never seen it before. Imagine this is the first time you have seen the thing that you're looking at. Feel the weight of it. If it's got very, it might be very light. You might hardly be able to feel it in the palm of your hand Or you might actually, it might be a little bit heavier and you can feel it. And you might be able, it might be moist because you might have chosen something that's already cut the skin and you can feel the texture of it or how moist it is. See, keep looking at it all the time and see if it's creating a shadow from the lights and the palm of your hand. And then pick it up in your fingers of your other hand, in the index finger and the thumb of your other hand. And smell it. And you might not be able to smell anything on it because it might not have much of a smell, but it might be quite strong. Feel it in between your two fingers. You can feel the texture of it. And what you're going to do is put it just up, just to your lips. Don't put it in your mouth. Just touch the food on your lips and feel, see if you can get a sensation on your lips of what it's like. Now, in a minute, you're going to put it into your mouth, onto your tongue, but you're not going to chew it. So you just refrain from chewing it for just now. And just sit it, when you're ready, just sit it on your tongue. Okay, so you do that now. And just feel it on your tongue, the weight of it, whether you're getting any flavor. Roll it around in your mouth, but don't chew it yet. Just roll it around in your mouth. And then when you're ready, you can start slowly to bite into it and feel the change and the flavor from whatever it is you've chosen. And feel how your tongue and your mouth gets ready to think about swallowing the food. So just bite into it and chew it. And when you are ready to swallow it, you can swallow it. When you have swallowed it, but you can keep chewing it just now if you want to. When you have swallowed it, feel and see if you can sense still the flavor of the thing you have chosen, even although the food's actually gone from your mouth, you might still be able to taste the flavor and enjoy the flavor. And that I once read that we can actually survive on alfalfa alone. Because it is a superfood that contains lots of very good things. We maybe need one or two other things, I'm not sure, but alfalfa's got a lot. If we were really stuck, and we could live on alfalfa. So it seems to me that flavor is a bit of a big bonus, in that if we could survive on only alfalfa, we have... then we could just have a world full of alfalfa. But instead of that, we've got chocolate and strawberries and tomatoes off the vine and garlic and Parmesan cheese and incredible oranges and tastes and spices and chili and coffee. And so it seems like all of this is a bit of a big bonus, really.
So all of these tastes and all of these countries that they represent, these tastes, Israel and Egypt and Syria and India and Spain and Hungary and Morocco and Tunisia and Holland and Scotland and Jamaica and Peru and Brazil and Poland and Chile and Argentina and Greece and Turkey and Italy and France and California and Edinburgh, Fiona's allotment, Kistorfin and Orkney. I'm going to thank God for all these places and all these people that have produced this stuff, and in countries where in some of these countries where there's great need as well. We're going to say our prayers. And the response to the prayers is on the sheet. After each prayer, Lord of creation, we say, hear our prayer. So let us pray.
Creator God, at this harvest time, we thank you for all the good things you give us every day. As we thank you for our food, we remember all those who do not have enough for even one proper meal each day. Bless all those, Lord, who suffer because of the greed of others. Help us to share the harvests of the world more fairly so everyone can be fed and there will be no more starvation. Lord of all creation,
hear our prayer.
At this harvest time, we thank you for the hard work of all those who grow, protect, and prepare our food. For the shopkeepers, the transport delivery drivers, the processors, and the farmers. Bless all those, Lord, who do not earn a fair day's pay for their hard work, both at home and in other countries. Help us to want to buy local produce and fairly traded goods wherever we can, so that everyone can work with dignity and there will be no more poverty.
Lord of all creation, hear our prayer. At this harvest time, we thank you for the world we see around us, for the flowers, for the trees, and the animals. Bless all those who care for them, Lord. Help us to protect your creation by being careful about how we use your resources so that there will be clean water, clean air, and plenty of wild birds, mammals, and insects to maintain the ecological balance of our countryside. Lord of all creation, hear our prayer.
As we give thanks for all that is good in your creation and all who bring in the harvest of the sea and the land, we are conscious of so much that we get wrong. So we give thanks too for your grace and patience with us when we fail to look after your world as we should. Help us to change so that we too become a new creation, walking in the light of your gospel.
Lord of all creation, hear our prayer. At this harvest time, we ask you for your blessing on our families, friends and neighbours, and on those who are sick and those who have died. Help us to recognise the interdependence of all life and the importance of just relations and responsible stewardship of all you continue to give us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Lord of all creation, hear our prayer.
This harvest morning and every day. Amen.
So there's really a lot of important ideas caught up in these simple thoughts we've had this morning. And as we share the peace, let's do that this morning, thinking about the interconnectedness of all that we depend on and of all peoples. So we meet in Christ's name. Let us share his peace.
Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. Everything in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you, and of your own we give you. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.